All right, man, now, we on. It's a nice
you beat. You got to start it different. This ain't the other one.
You don't like me doing that?
Nah.
We got the other one on the table.
We got more of the other one than we got.
Man, it's tough being Bad Boy right now, though. You know, I'm Diddy.
That's what you appeared to be last night on FaceTime.
I can't be. I gotta be Diddy.
I answered the phone. He said, take that.
It was a great day. Anyway, wait. Let's backtrack. We're outside, like literally. We're not home at a home base. So if we mess up, we just gotta go home. And if nobody gets this, y'all know why? Cause something happened.
And the further we get away from home, the more annoying those "I forgot something at the house" trips get.
Because
I feel like we do that every week anyway. But that's like, but three blocks down.
The one thing that I forgot, though, I felt like that was manageable because now everything else is cool. It was a table. It was the most essential piece that you need,
right?
Without being like on the dirt and all that other shit, man. But it's like
your mom opened the door and said, "What did you forget?" I said, "The table."
We're here in Chula Vista at the beautiful Roar Park. In my opinion,
that's Bonita, baby.
No.
Yeah, this ain't Chula Vista.
It is Chula Vista.
This is Bonita.
You're tripping.
All
right. I'm telling you right now, we're going to have to look it up in a second. But I guarantee you that this is Chula Vista. Matter of fact, the name of the golf course is called Chula Vista Golf Course.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bonita. Well, the thing is, the park stretches from Bonita maybe to Chula Vista at the other end.
It's probably both. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we might both be right. Just like how we was arguing about the lip rocks and all that other stuff that one time that, you know, we was having a conversation, in which I still firmly believe that it was closer to Helix. But, yeah, man, in my opinion, I think that this is probably the best park, as my man rose through on the skate. I think that this is the best park in San Diego, in my opinion, because you have golfing, you got people somebody's been to a birthday party at Roar Park, you got the train, the basketball courts, which I should have brought a ball because I do need that, you know what I mean? But yeah, man,
I used to run this park every morning before class.
Did you?
Yeah.
The full 3 miles?
No, I went to the outskirts, so it was probably four-ish.
Slight flex. Okay. How far are you thinking you can make it now? 3.3?
I can do the whole thing.
Without stopping.
I've been running with G when I've been teaching G. We took the training wheels off.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wants to run with me. I got to run. He's like I'm running with my dog. But since he's gotten better, he's gotten faster, and I just run with him. And around the neighborhood, you know, it's a quick little two, three, depending on which route you take.
Yeah.
And it ain't no thing.
Okay, big baller. All right, man, let's get this episode started, man. I'm ready. Here we go. Just for y'all, it's going to hit a little deep.
Here he goes. You know why I'm mad right now.
You knew I was going to do it. Sing to him, brother Common.
I stagger in the gathering, possessed by a pattern that be scattering. Over the globe will my vocals be traveling. Rock, 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 masculine, I grabbed them in, verbally badgering broads, I wished it Madeline was back on video LP. I went against all odds and got it even Steven. Proceeded reading, I believe
I'm giving the king his flowers today, I promise you that. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Seek the best of odds, this a lot of text and lies I analyze. Where I rest my eyes and test out the best of guys with punchlines. I'm nesting when it's crunch time, but your mind like one time. And poetry was pussy, I be sunshine, cause I deliver like the sun times. Come find it once, minds I dumb rhymes I combine, I'm hype.
Couldn't even get to the intro.
Not at all. Go ahead, have a seat.
I'm trying to cut back on that shit. This rap shit is truly out of control. My style is too developed to be arrested. It's the freestyle. So now it's out on parole. They tried to hold my soul in a holding cell, so I was self.
Time to switch it up. I'm still giving my man his flowers. Shout out to our guests who just sat down with us. That mean the plan is working. What's your name?
Adrian.
All right, Adrian. In just a second, I'm going to ask you how you been doing.
Ooh, my headphones are wilding right now.
Listen, I don't care. You could be at your mom's house, your auntie's house, your grandma's house, enjoying Valentine's Day, barbecuing, having a great time with your family. By the time y'all get this, it's President's Day. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Thank you. Welcome to the You Wasn't Outside podcast on the Grown Folks Podcast Network.
Ka-ta, ka-ta, ka-ta.
your relationship is effort. I will match your work. I want to be the one to make you happiest and hurt you the most. They say the end is near. It's important that we close to the most high. Regardless of what happened on him, let's rely.
When you need somebody.
Shout out to Jay Dilla.
That furthers my point, but it's all right.
No, it don't.
Last one before we get to it. Paying tribute to my man Common.
Yeah.
Here we go, here we go. Last one. I'm telling you, he don't spit like this anymore. You see that? He raps with the passion. He raps with the passion. I'm telling you right now.
That was an argument.
I'm raw hustlers. Get your bacon soda.
Get your bacon soda.
Careers and they faith over. It's a war going on. You can't fake being a soldier in the basement. Listening to takes the ultra magnetic to the fact I'm a scientist.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right. In beautiful Chula Vista at Roar Park, we are here. Welcome to the You Wasn't Outside podcast episode. What episode is this?
27.
Episode 27. There we go, there we go. I'm one of your hosts, not doing the most. Normal ass Carl to my right. I have at Just Lex, a.k.a. I used to run with Fran Hampton and Bobby Seale back in the day. And to his right, we have our guest coming in. Adrian is coming in, sitting down with us. Adrian, I just want to let you know that the mic portion is right here in the front. So when you talk, just right directly in the front. All right? You can go ahead. Don't
go
be
ahead,
shy,
say,
Adrian.
Say what's up.
Hello, hello. What is up, everyone? Happy Valentine's Day.
There thank we you, go. Thank you. So, Adrian, what brings you out here today?
Well, I live around over here, so I run. Like, this is my area to, like, run, get some fresh air, to de-stress everything. You
it's
know?
A good
so,
running spot.
Yeah, it is.
It is, yeah. 8 miles, yeah.
Wait, you do 8 miles around here? So you go
you
around?
Do, like, two laps?
I do two and a half. So I start over there, then I, like, go off-skirt to meet to the regular path to do one more regular path.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So it's, like, 1.5 plus 1 lap. There, like, kind of circling. So.
So what caught your eye today? What made you come on over here? You were like, what the hell is going on? I've never seen anything on my run.
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. And also, too, I like when I do this, I really try my best to be actively aware of what I'm seeing. So yeah. Then when I saw I saw the mics first, I was like, what's that?
Yeah. Not going to lie, when you walked up, I thought you were going to tell the cops on us.
No, I was interested because I also started my podcast recently. So.
Oh, yeah, plug it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Shout
promote
it out.
That real
Shout
quick.
It
so
out.
What's the podcast about, Adrian?
Yeah, it's called Soul Supremacy, and my tagline is it's about talking about all things unapologetic, all things passionate in pursuit of. So it's really about like getting to know the person's life story and then getting into their journey of how they got to where they're at.
So then what motivated you in starting your podcast?
Okay. Here's the short version. So in college, I had this class where we basically had to interview like guest artists that came. So then I realized that I fell in love with it. Then fast forward to the end of the year. You know, like with the pandemic, I'm not sure about y'all, but I miss talking to people, like being outside talking to people.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm
definitely
an introvert, but that doesn't mean that I don't miss the connecting part.
Yeah.
So then I just pulled the green switch, and I was like, let's do this.
Hey, there you
Sounds
go.
Sounds good.
So how many are you? Any episodes? Like, how many episodes deep are you right now?
Yeah. So I started in the beginning of the year, and as of now, like once a week, every Friday, at 7 p.m. As of now, I've filmed about 14 episodes.
No, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So tell everybody where they can find it and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. It's under my YouTube channel, Idri. That's my name.
That's all right.
Or if anything, you can search Soul Supremacy and then my first name, E D R I A N. Something should pop up. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You so got it. You got
it. It's brand new. It's brand new.
No, yeah.
There
yeah,
you go. But it. I mean, that's good. We've been at this for 3 years. So I mean, it's great to see other people have podcasts, and like you said, like to have people outside, and you know, or to be outside and be social and stuff like that. We got to do something. So how has the pandemic affected you per se? Because it's been a year now. So like, if you don't want to say where you exactly work at, but if you want to talk about like what you've been doing and stuff like that, that'd be great. I think it's worth, you know, hearing like people hearing what other people are doing.
Okay, I'm very open.
Okay.
Actually, around the time, like around January last year, I left my full-time job.
Mm.
I was working as a caregiver, and I loved it, but then I realized that this is, I meant to.
Shout out to him being the caregiver, for sure. That's the Lord's work right there.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. But even in that, I was being called to do something else, and basically, I jumped into the pandemic as a full-time freelance creative, and when March happened, I was like, oh, did I make the, what happened?
Right. Did I make the right decision? Yeah.
But I did, because I've always believed that if it wasn't meant for me, I would just be in bed, depressed, feeling hopeless. But people kept reaching out to me. People kept, you know, asking about the work that I do. And I've had clients, you know, and it really means a lot to have people who believe in what you do.
Yeah.
Even when sometimes it's hard to believe in yourself. And then just to be a little specific, I focus on photography and video editing.
Oh, okay.
Do you guys have a YouTube channel?
And we need to. Yeah. We've been out here running the streets. And this is the guy that we need to run into right here then, man.
Yeah. I've been doing YouTube for 2 years. So I have a bit of like some ideas of like how to at least get started and positioning yourself and everything. So.
Oh, man.
So all of that and I lost my aunt to COVID.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Thank you. She was literally my second mom, and really someone that was very like vocal about, you know, believing in me. So when I lost her, it was hard. It was really hard. But at the same time, I just, you know what? I was like, I think this is really the time to really live what she had wanted for the both of us, which is for me to just go out there, be unapologetic, just go after my dreams and not look back. And moving forward, you know, like even this, having this conversation, you know, this is in honor of her. You know?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, and for all the people that's going to hear this, man, I mean, it's something
got
that's
an inspiring one right off the bat.
Yeah, man, it's something that's going to continuously live on. No, you're all right.
So we got any V-Day plans today?
Actually, yes. Yeah. Oh. So after this, I'm going to go just film something for my channel. And then I actually got invited to a Palentine's, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I normally don't do anything. You know, but, you know, especially being single, you know, for my hopeless romantic people, shout out. But I have plans today. So
there you go, man. There you go. Well, Adrian, we appreciate you coming out, man, and talking to us and sharing your story and also plugging, you know, all the great things that you have going, man.
Thank you for asking. I mean, I honestly didn't come down here to plug anything. I was just like,
nah, man.
If you got something to plug, go for it.
Yeah, that's the time to do
like
it.
Like I
man.
Said, I'm just happy you didn't call the cops on me.
plot twist, I don't think anyone's going to call the cops on y'all. This is a very, very...
Yeah, pretty public area, so we're good at that.
It's a very,
point.
Very cool place to be in, you know?
So, definitely.
Yeah, where can I find you guys?
You can find us on the Grown Folks Podcast Network, and then we're under You Wasn't Outside, so it'd be YWO with an asterisk. There's another podcast called Grown Folks Business on there, and then that one has an asterisk too, but it's under GFB. So ours is YWO.
YWO.
Spotify, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get them.
You can find us on Instagram. Matter of fact, when you find us on Instagram, send me a message, and then I'll get back to you this afternoon about everything we
talked
about.
I took some stories. I want to tag you guys.
All right, there we go. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, so then we're at Grown Folks Podcast Network on Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, just type in Grown Folks Podcast, or actually Grown Folks Network, my bad.
Grown
Folks Network. Sure.
I like it. Okay.
There go ahead and type it in. I'm watching. I can't see you doing it.
I have no data.
Hey, there you go. Wait till you get to the Wi-Fi, man.
I like overuse my data because of Clubhouse. So.
Oh man. So
have you guys heard of Clubhouse?
We're not popular enough to be on there yet.
that is not true. It's a place for everyone. Just saying.
No, but it's, you know, I haven't been offered an invite yet, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Give this man an invite.
Do you have an iPhone?
I do.
Okay. Well, I'm going to reach out to you on Instagram. I have 3 more invites, so.
Hey. There you go. Give it up, man. I appreciate it, man.
Dang.
Shout out to Adrian for coming through, man. I appreciate it, man.
Oh, we went like 10 minutes in. We being productive. I got me a Clubhouse invite.
Yes. He got everything, man. Like We got
hopefully a new listener. He just gave out some words of inspiration.
I'm going to go check his stuff out when I get in the car.
A new Instagram follower.
The whole thing, man. The whole nine. So
it's about authenticity and hey, really
yeah, man. That's
that's what we try to do. Unless our wives are around.
Oh,
thank you,
man.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You have a good rest of your day,
thank
man.
Thank you. Stay safe.
Oh yeah, always. We'll do. Keep our hands clean. We got the hand sanitizer there if you want to grab some of that too. So there you go. 80% right there is killing. It's killing everything. So Lex, man, what's been new with you, man? What's been going on?
Oh man, that kind of threw me off. Let's see what we do. What do this week?
We still have the intro. Take care, brother.
Yeah, we still have the intro. Yeah. Let's see. Damn, see, because I meant to yell at you about the intro.
Oh yeah, we're gonna talk about that. Yeah, we're gonna talk about comment for sure.
Oh, I've been calling my wife Marie all weekend.
Did you watch that?
I did.
It's heavy dialogue.
Hey, that's why I said remember that when you say we out here still losing, because my point about the movie was, it don't matter. I mean, depending on how you view the movie, how I view the movie, I was like, oh yeah. Mr. Washington was giving her that work, right? Because, you know, they were going back and forth with their, you know, what they had on their mind.
Yeah.
And there was like some barbs. There was a lot of bars in there.
Yeah, it was.
But I felt like he pulled away. And then at the end, she like hit him with one last thing. I was like, that ain't better than anything he's told you all night. And then he still was like, I love you, Marie.
Yeah, she won.
Yeah,
she won. We always lose.
That's what I'm saying.
We're losing today on Valentine's Day.
You but, know what I mean? Yeah, but like...
Well, actually, we're technically winning because we're doing the stuff that we want to do.
Right. So what you got planned? are we Valentine's?
Me and you? Might be.
Because my son done took my other one.
So it's right in order, too, because, you know, we got into a little argument this week, and now we're back together for the...
You was half naked last night on the FaceTime.
That was my, I'm sorry.
No, you called me to tell me how, you know, who can I tell about my great day? And you landed on me at the dinner. And while I'm listening, I'm just thinking how nasty this is now. Because while I'm listening to you, I'm eating a bowl of ice cream. not even that froyo.
Giggling.
Yeah. I might have chuckled a little bit.
Gay best friends, if you ever had one. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Are we lovebirds?
Yeah, man. Might be, man. Soulmates. You know, we just didn't see it when we were younger. But yeah, you're right. So I did go outside yesterday. I went out to Little Italy. I called my mans up on Wednesday and Thursday. You know, some of my friends I ain't seen in a minute. And I was like, bro, let's go outside. So we go to King and Queen Cantina. I get there. We put the name on the list. Bro's like, it's an hour and a half wait. I said, this is crazy. It's madness. Have you been downtown since, like, everything is open back up?
That's where my chiropractor's at.
So have you been there, like, when it's, like, fully active, though?
Nah. It's like, damn, like, I'm hitting every light. There's parking. It's a ghost town.
Bro, but when I went, it was like Christmas, man, like during like the holiday season, like during normal times, like on the street. They got the restaurants with the food and dinner tables out on the actual street. So they people are eating in turning lanes right now. That to me is crazy. Like if you out here eating in the turning lane. But I had a great time, man. And we caught up on old times. And then I realized as men and women, like we are all kind of battling the same things. It's like if you try to get outside like without your partner or something like that, man, it's like, well, why are you going outside and having fun without me type ordeal?
Oh, even when the, yeah.
That's been like
whether the outside was open, closed, I never have too much fun.
Yeah, and that's the thing, man. It's like for me, it was just great and refreshing to like be around my mans and stuff. And then I came home in a great mentality, man. So it was great though, man. Other than that though, everything's been good. So you and I this week in hip hop, man. Let's start with the lighthearted stuff, and then we can get into our little beef. All right. So what do you got for this week in hip hop for the listeners?
We got some pretty big 25-year anniversaries.
Okay, give me the 25-year anniversaries real quick.
So we got the Fugees.
There we go.
The Score.
Shout out to the Fugees.
The good one.
What's a highlight? What are two or three tracks that you would highlight on that album?
I mean, I would say How Many Mics is probably my favorite track on the album.
Okay. What else?
But I mean, that's the big joint. That's where all the they had that first what's that shit called? Blended on Reality. That was kind of.
Let's play it real quick.
Pick up your microphones.
Who's in the Fugees? For those that may not know.
Pick up your microphones.
Oh, hold on. Hello, yeah. Fig.
How many mics?
Oh yeah. On the deli?
There we go.
It's a good hug right there, right? The only time of the day I don't want it. Careful, boy.
There we go. So,
Fig, you see my ankles out?
She out here spitting, man. What else we got for this week in hip-hop? What else we got?
We got the 25-year and the same day it came out as All Eyes on Me.
All Eyes on Me. It came out the same day?
Same exact day.
There we go. Well, let's go ahead and give an applause real quick for All Eyes on Me, for everybody that's a fan of that. All right, man. So me and you, we got into a little discussion. Now, we furthered the kind. How did we get on this in the first place?
The thing is, I'm not. Oh no. Whatever you said, I chimed in because I was like, nah, that's just not right. I think it was probably my first message of the day in the chat. Mm. I was kind of inactive, and I saw that, and I said, nah, I'm not. I can't stand for this anymore. I'm not going to be quiet.
All right. The statement that I made is we were talking about the College Dropout album. And then I was going through it, you know what I mean? Listening. And I forgot that, you know, Common had a verse on
it. Hit him how it is.
Yeah. And so in my mind, I was like, damn, like I haven't heard nothing hot from Common, you know, since then. It's been a lot of movies and, you know, acting for him and stuff like that. And I was sitting here thinking like,
he said that's the last time he spit a hard verse.
I said that's the last time he spit a hard verse. And I stood corrected when y'all said it. And then I was like, well, let me check when B came out. So College Dropout came out, I believe, 04.
February 04. B came out like a year later.
In 05. And the whole album to me was just gold. Right. So therefore, I will take that in being wrong.
But then I kept giving you, because I mean everybody's gonna run to B, so I kept giving you more further out because oh fine, not 04, it's 05. But then I gave you a 07, we gave you the 2011.
I feel like you're giving that to me though as a stand though. You get what I'm saying?
I wouldn't even say I'm a stand.
I feel like B was like, it was something that like you can like cross, like have, like, you know, for women, men, whoever, man, like it just spoke to like a lot of things.
Even I'm telling, like, you the one right after that is just as good. It just wasn't as, it wasn't as hype because you were, or he had already given you B. The reason B was so great is because he was in a weird Erykah Badu space with Electric Circus, and they're like, oh, he done fell off, Common, you know, he's kind of trash now. And then he came and just got rejuvenated.
Yeah.
So the fact that he just did that, if he dropped another one just as good, you're like, oh, well, it doesn't hit the same.
Right.
Because he's coming off of something like that.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. What I would do is this. What I would say is this. I will go back and I will listen to it myself, and just see. What, now that I'm older, you know what I mean, and the topics may resonate a little bit more with me, like, that's something that I'll do now. It's like, I'll go back and I'll listen. And if I got you messed up, then I got you messed
right,
up.
Right, because on B, the topics was resonating with
but
you.
Then you hit, then the he food. Hit, then he hit me with a bar where I was like, all right, man, if I get into this, then I ain't going to have time to do any work today. I've already given up so many days. He said, I say things for shock value.
No. The thing is, you hold the goalposts in your hands, and you just be waving them around.
So you say, I try to move it. Sir, brother, how you doing?
If Q didn't come in and save it with football talk, you know what I mean? You sit there and say, that's the hardest. And then he said, nah, you just change up your argument in the middle of it to where it suits more of what you're looking for.
But I can be wrong, though.
But can you though?
I admit to being wrong.
All right.
But my whole point of that is like, all right, when I thought about the timeline period, I was like, oh, I'm off. And then I was like, nah, I say things because I firmly believe them. And it's not that I'm trying to get you to believe it though. Because that's too much work for me to get somebody to believe in what I'm saying.
But that's the beauty of the debate, but when you said it earlier while we were setting up, like, oh, he don't spit like this anymore, I can agree more with that.
And when I say that, I'm talking also like over those type of beats. So when you said Dilla and all that, man, like the music changed. Now, I know he's not going to work with the same, you know, the same type of producers and stuff like that throughout his whole career. But I just feel like Used to Love Her, all those tracks he had in the early 90s.
He got back with No ID and did two straight albums in like 2010, 2013.
Okay. And like I said, I will go back and listen to him had I missed
it. It's just the past 5 years been more kind of elevator music stuff. That's all it is. Just have this recency bias because you microwave.
That's a good if you I will have your wife drive home without you. You keep it in
that. That's fine. I'm close.
Matter of fact, you're like, I'll take the break.
I'll just go jogging with my man Adrian again.
Oh man. All right, man. Let's transition over to something else. And you know, just me. Oh man, I'm nasty. Here we go.
Just Lex.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, the fact that we had the guest right off the bat kind of threw off the rhythm,
dude,
a little
bit. He was in there. He was like a mystery man too. He was hiding behind the bench, and I was like, man, I don't know. Like you said, I don't know if he called him or not. But it's all good. He ended up being cool people, man.
And you can tell how far advanced the osteoarthritis is in people's knees by their running style. I've been seeing all types of stuff today. I've been seeing the light on the toes, like, oop.
Just seeing people running like it hurt and stuff. It looked like these guys
right here. Yeah, like my man right here.
They about to organize a party and stuff. Yeah. What's up, brother? How you doing?
He got about 3 good years left.
All right, man. Let's transition, man, into some random shit to fill in time. just because we were outside and just in case somebody like sat down next to us, man, I was like, man, I got to make sure that my content is prolific. One, also, speaking of prolific, that Jay-Z and Nip song was beautiful. I know you felt like the verse
no,
was
no,
rushed.
No, I didn't say it was rushed. The verse is fine. I just felt like he kind of, I'm not used to him. He seemed a bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
On, like, he was kind of not offbeat, but he was kind of speed up so he can say everything he had to say. I guess that is kind of offbeat, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you try to hurry up and get to
it. I'm sure the beat was different because I was told that song is 8 years old. I was told Ho first heard it about 5 years ago, but I'm sure maybe the beat switched up or whatever it was. Obviously, his content was like from last month. So it just felt like he was rushing. I don't know. Maybe I'm off. I'm not saying it wasn't good.
Yeah, you could.
But yeah, it's glad to hear a verse that old as far as on Nip side, you know, still sound like he could have just put it out.
Yeah.
You know, it aged well.
Okay. All right, man, I got this question for you. When's the last time you got a good cry in?
Just doesn't matter about what it's about?
Nah, it doesn't matter what it was about. When's the last time you got a good cry in? Like, you was by yourself, chilling, hanging, and you were like, man, it's time for me to get a good cry in right now. When's the last time you had one of those?
You sound like you got to put that on the schedule. Usually those good ones just kind
of
happen.
They come out of nowhere. So when's the last time? So my last time probably was I in a movie. I can't remember what movie I was watching, but like that's probably the last time.
The cry I'm talking about.
Did you cry when your son was born?
Yeah.
Yeah, was it like...
So, no, not like at the moment, but like as I kind of, as the dust kind of settled.
Yeah. Because
it was kind of a chaotic thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But, shit. I feel like a couple weeks ago, I wouldn't call it a good cry, but I feel like I've been a little more in touch with my emotions as I mature more and the longer... I feel like my wife brings it out of me a little bit, just being around her as much. And so sometimes I'll be watching some type of movies where, you know, the big moments or whatever, back in the day I might have been like, oh, you know, that's nice. But now it's just kind of like, oh, like something's happening inside me.
Right, right.
Just the movie I talked about a couple of weeks ago, the Justin Timberlake joint, Palmer. You know, obviously the kid comes into his life and he's taking care of someone else's kid. So as that kind of resonates with me and some of the stuff he was doing versus like their situations and circumstances, it was kind of getting to me, like, ah, G, come here, sit here with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, he's going to do his best to mess up the moment.
That's but, just because he's still young, man. You don't know.
But yeah. I mean, it happens more often than it used to, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, here he come.
There he go. He's on his full he's on his full thing now. He look like he up to something that he ain't even supposed to
He don't
be
know
up
what
to
do with himself. Like, damn, I still got training wheels on my joint.
Out here running. So
babe ain't taught me nothing.
Yeah, man, that was probably the last time. It was probably about a movie. I didn't cry recently. I don't know why I thought of that. You know what I mean? But the last time getting a good cry in, bro, was probably over a movie. I did cry when my daughter was born. You know, but sometimes I be crying because of just like being happy, bro. And I don't know, you could be overcome with emotion. I feel like as men, we don't talk about that enough.
It's the pursuit of happiness moment.
Yeah.
When Will Smith finally get at the end, when he get the job, he go outside, he give that clap.
Yeah.
But he's crying, and then you followed him through the journey, so you right there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since I saw that, I was like, I'm searching for my own pursuit of happiness moment where I can clap and be like, oh. And people are like, oh, you've done plenty of stuff where maybe that could have happened. I'm like, nah, I feel like I'll know it when it happens.
When it does finally
I feel
happen.
Like we close.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, probably when you walk into that house, man, and you see it for the first time.
I feel
time.
Like you did it when you realized this little outdoor battery pack worked. I felt like I saw it in your eyes. We got power.
No, it was right when the switch came on is when I was like, oh, yeah, man, it's going to hit different. But, you know, even then, like taking in the beauty, like we out here with both of our families and, you know, people that's been supporting us, even that's beautiful. You know what I mean? Like off the strength of us, like, bro, we're being able, and it, you know, that's a sentimental moment of just knowing like where we've been at, you know, but at the same token, bro. Yeah.
You mad right now?
About?
You see what just happened?
Nah, what happened?
So my son is driving your daughter's vehicle.
Mm.
Like she letting him
no,
drive
I'ma
the
tell
whip
you,
and he got her a Valentine balloon and pulled up. Pulled up with her.
I'm gonna tell you what happened.
Controlling the snack flow.
It got progressively worse when your wife took a photo and put it on Instagram, and they were sitting in the car, and he was in there rolling, whipping around with one hand. That's when it kind of hit me a little.
Because he had to control the snacks, make sure she didn't go to
yeah, exactly.
She didn't go to the gym that morning.
Oh, man, speaking of kids. All right, so I was listening to another podcast that you and I both thoroughly enjoy, but I won't plug it on here because they don't pay us.
You don't have to, because a lot of people say that we bite off half of this time.
I don't think so. I think we have, shit, the fact of us being outside right now is completely different.
Yeah.
What is the conversation that you will find yourself having, you know, with your kids in regards to, like, negative influences and drugs? So let's say, hypothetically, your kids are 13, 14 years old, you know, and then they come and tell you in confidence, hey, Dad, such and such has, you know, smokes marijuana or whatever it may be. Like, how do you plan on having that conversation? Because as kids growing up, we have been in front of that. You know what I mean? Like, I think about my experiences growing up with you. Like, you're a few years ahead of me, but there were times where, like, we would go to parties and stuff. There was alcohol and stuff like that that was available. And sheer dumb luck, bro, like, we've just been all right. You know what I mean? Like, none of us turned into heavy, you know, drug users or anything like that. And my mom and dad never really had those type of conversations with us, though. You know what I mean? So how would you approach that conversation in telling them about drugs and stuff?
No thanks, Fig. Sour cream and onion is for serial killers. But, yeah, I'm not sure. Before I even go into that part, I mean, maybe you didn't have this because I only had the one parent, but it's like, did you have, like, a secret or a conversation you only brought to your mom or only brought to your pops to be like, hey, this is between us? And if you did, do you think that the other told the other one anyway?
I guess the only saving grace that I had, because, like, whenever I would have that conversation with my mom about something that, like, was deep, you know what I mean? She would tell me, I'm like, yo, promise me you ain't gonna tell Dad. Well, you know I gotta tell him because that's your father. So she would tell me, you know, from the jump, like, okay, you know, this is where we're on.
But
right
that
now.
Would that deter you from bringing those types of convos because you knew, like, okay, I only want to tell her, but I know she's gonna tell him.
No, the difference is because my dad was in the military, so there were stints where he was gone.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, for 5 or 6 months out of the time. So I was banking in on the fact that, like, 6 months later or whatever, you know, he might forget about this conversation that we just had and whatnot, and then go from there.
I think it depends on how deep it is. I think the deeper it is, it's probably a case-by-case basis. The deeper it is, the more it's probably appropriate that I need to tell her.
Yeah.
But if it's like some little shit where it's like, she's probably going to laugh it off, but I'll keep it a secret. I'll give him a head start. I'll give you a couple weeks before I jump in. Because most of the time it's like, you know. But yeah, because I didn't have that, so I didn't know really, like, I don't know. I'm not like modeling after something I saw.
Yeah. But then, all right, so then how would that conversation go? For me, I guess I guess, like, coming from a standpoint of, like, just telling the truth, though. Like, if I tell the truth, like, all right, man, like, people, and my truth would be, because, you know, everybody's got their own version of what the truth is, but my truth would be is that, you know, some people recreationally, you know, use drugs, and then there are people that abuse it. Drugs including being alcohol, marijuana, methamphetamine, heroin, whatever, like looking at those substances, like, I'm having a conversation, like, look, these are mind-altering drugs, and you may not be the same growing up, you know, because I feel like if you just tell them, hey, don't do it, it brings on more of the
curiosity.
Yeah,
and because depending on who they're around, they might be around people doing it where it don't affect them the same way as it affect other people, and maybe they are the other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Limb bias off that first hit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
so
a
it's like,
story.
Yeah, the key thing you were saying, though, is like, and what our generation and generations before might not have got is, like, you got to tell them the truth. If you don't be thorough in the explanation, then they're still curious. You didn't answer the question. If you don't tell them the truth, then that can backfire as well. So just be truthful, you know, because I think, like, when certain things like that, like, our parents try to just do, like, they try to just OD on the negative aspect to like, scare you. And, like, this is the worst thing ever in life, blah, blah, blah. And then you think about it, and then we're growing up. Because now if I'm seeing, oh, not that I want to do it, but it doesn't appear to be, like, as dramatic as you made it seem. So now I'm not going to trust your judgment as much on stuff that you tell me. Mm. And so if something else like this comes up, and you try to do the dramatic scare tactic thing, I'm going to be like, it's probably not that bad. And then I might go and try it, or I might go and do something. You know what I mean? And so that's why telling them the whole truth is kind of key. And then, you know, if you raising them right in all these other aspects, for the most part, they probably gonna end up okay.
Yeah.
And then you also gotta understand that at a certain age, they gonna do what they want. So you might as well arm them with the information.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
Like, it don't matter how, like, I've seen who I, you know, would see is like, you know, they haven't done anything wrong. They great parents. And they kids that we grew up with just went the other way.
Yeah, completely like, different.
And it's just like, I don't see anything the parents did wrong.
And that's a hard leg to stand on because, like, I often think about stuff like that. Like, yo, like, what if I'm raising kids that may grow up being around that influence or battling, like, those types of addictions and stuff like that? Like, I judge people outside looking in, look like, hey, man, like, you need to cut them off. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, especially if they're that bad. It's tough having that conversation with somebody if I'm not going through that type of process, though. You know what I mean? And so, like, for me, it's like, all right, well, am I doing the right thing? Am I saying the right things and stuff like that? Because I've never lived through that or been through that. That wind hitting at another.
This is the biggest wind we've had to deal with.
It's hitting at a whole nother level right now today. But it's all right, man. Just speak directly into the mic and we'll be okay. We outside.
Yeah.
All right, man. So it's Valentine's Day. And then I started doing some soul searching and I threw this into the chat a little bit. What are your thoughts in regards to why are you monogamous? That's a deep one.
That's a deep one?
Yeah. Because I feel like we're...
Because I'm exhausted.
But I feel like we're preconditioned to being monogamous, though.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Because the whole, like, oh, there's nothing natural about it. It's just the way the system was set up. And after so many generations, it's just like, you know, we do what we see. And we, you know, we was conditioned for stuff like that. So, yeah. I mean, there's something to that. And then there's something to, like... But then, you know, if you're more open-minded and you're like, yeah, I guess, you know, the natural wants or needs of a man or even a woman is just like, now I feel wrong. Oh.
And we're back. My bad, y'all. I was trying to get fancy on the ones and twos without even thinking about it. So, yeah.
You like 0 for 6. You should just give up when you try to get fancy.
Oh, but man. But
now I was saying about being... monogamous, it's more like, you know, fighting those natural urges of, like, you know, an attractive young lady runs past us, you know, I know, like, hey, she's attractive.
Yeah,
that's all it has to be. But luckily I'm with someone who will be the first one to point out how attractive someone is and be like, you see her, blah blah blah, like stuff like that. So luckily I don't have to deal with that type of stuff in my life. But yeah, I think if you just... It's almost common sense that it's just like, even though it's kind of away from the actual question you were talking about, but I think it starts with those natural, just because I'm in a relationship, I'm not a robot.
Right.
And so I think, you know, a lot of people get in trouble with the looking. Either, you know, the attractive young man walks by and then she's looking and then you might have a jealous type dude. Or, you know, vice versa. And it's just like, it ain't even got to be all that.
Yeah, I don't feel like we're talking about in that sense that it's almost like an ownership type ideal. You know what I mean? But at the same token, though, like, I guess for me, like, I practice monogamy because of my parents. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how much I would believe in it if I grew up in a situation where that necessarily wasn't the case. You know what I mean? Like, if I had a single mom or a single dad or something like that.
Yeah. If you've seen your dad out here being foul... Sometimes you grow up to do the same type of stuff without even realizing it.
Yeah.
And but at the end of the day, at the end of the day, it boils down to I ain't enough time in the day and I'm too tired.
Yeah.
Because think about what you was talking about last week when when you got in trouble on AIM because you had your two ladies, right?
Right.
Back in the day, we didn't have as much responsibility. I had that time and effort to put in to multiple situationships, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, whatever. And then you get to this point where you're just like, it's exhausting.
It is. And it's terribly, like, it's tough to, like even navigate that. I had a boy, we talked about him, RJ. Stole my shoes. But RJ had three girlfriends, bro. Like, and one of them lived in my complex. One of them lived below his girlfriend. You know what I mean?
His main chick.
And I'm like, bro, you always got to go out somewhere. You always got these things to do. It's exhausting to try to, like, please, like, that many people, man. You know what I mean? It's just way too hard to do that.
Well, you can't. The social media killed that. You can't do that if you wanted to these days.
Yeah.
No matter how good you was at it back in the day. you know, you went to a school, maybe you had multiple girls. It was hard enough if you had.
Oh, man, you might as well go ahead and sit down, dog. You might as well go ahead and sit down, man.
What's up, brother?
My man Marty out here running his best right now. Man. Sunday's best, man.
On,
what's
brother?
Good, brother?
What's up, family?
Jump in on this conversation we got real quick, man.
Who are we talking about?
Man, so it's... There you go.
Y'all here getting ready for his V-Day plan.
I ain't bad at it, man. So,
what's happening, man? God bless and good morning.
There you go.
Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's 12 o'clock right now, man.
That's right.
The mic portion is right here in the front, just so that you know it.
Oh, it's over there.
No. Where you're at, it's in the front, though.
No, you just go ahead and tilt it. No.
Hold up. Let's get them organized real quick. Hold up. Look at that. All right, we're back. Look at everything working. So what? So today, matter of fact, we got Marty McFly back. Let me make sure I give him his proper
return
intro.
First time outside.
Yeah, first time outside. Hey. Getting it in.
Hey, how's it going? Good afternoon. You know, out here running my personal best, you know, with the jog. You know?
I ain't bad at it. Give me one second, G. So what we was talking about was monogamies.
Monogamy?
Yeah. So practicing monogamy, and where does that come from?
Woo!
That's a deep one.
That comes from experience and maturity, I think.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think that's experience and maturity. You know what I'm saying? Like people that have, because you know, you got it's trial and error. Everything's trial and error, including love. Love's trial and error too.
All day long.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, you got to experience that to see where you messed up at, see if you got cheated on, see where you can right your wrongs, and then with maturity, you grow that extra effort to give to somebody.
Yeah.
So it could be reciprocated. You know what I mean?
Right. So, but we's more speaking on the lines is, do you think it's a natural thing or something that's more systematic that we just kind of do because we see everybody doing it?
Ooh, monogamy. I mean, as far as systemic or something like that, right? Man,
from your own personal experience, are you a believer in monogamy?
Yeah, I definitely believe in monogamy. You know what I'm saying?
Where do you think those values came from?
Well, I think those values came from experience, being in relationships and fucking up, and then finding myself, being comfortable with myself to be comfortable with somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And then just watching people go through hurt and loss, and then losing lives too.
Yeah,
you know, death. You know what I'm saying? Death really puts a lot of things into perspective.
Nah, that's fast.
About trying to make you right certain wrongs in yourself. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I mean, you know, it's natural to see somebody else and be like, "Ooh, goddamn, she bad." Even though you got something at home.
We were just talking about that
right now.
You know,
man.
You know that's your body. That's your body. But you know, it takes a king. Or a man to get out of his boyish ways in order to be able to control that flesh part.
Yeah.
Especially if that flesh part is getting you in trouble. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
now, I mean, if it's all love, everything's love, you know?
Hey, the flesh will get you in trouble.
The flesh can get you in trouble. So, I mean, I feel like that's where the maturity comes in, too. You know what I'm saying? Because I know my flesh gets me in trouble. Gets me in trouble.
It might get you in trouble right now. Look, my wife taking a picture of you just because your arms is out right now. Hey, go back on your run, man.
But, no, bro. I think that's through maturity experience, bro, you know?
And my other argument, my other side of that coin was like, you know, us being, you know, black people and having that like Christian background and stuff like that, we can go and get even deeper into slavery and say that, hey, we had probably different religion before, you know, the slave trade and everything.
Right.
But like Christianity, you know, preaches like a man and a woman and monogamy. And so like, I felt like those are the core values that we have here.
Right.
And so like when I run into somebody who tells me like, oh, you know, I'm a polygamist and stuff like that, I'm sitting here thinking like, well, you know, what was the world like maybe 800 years ago? You know, 900 years ago,
it was that top dog was the one especially that was doing all the baby making, because it was more about the you know what I mean, the seed. Like, I need the good genes.
For real.
I mean, and if you want to, you know, dial back to everything as far as my heritage and everything about me, West Africa was like the biggest teachings and practices of polygamy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like gang of wives, all that stuff like
yeah,
that.
So I mean,
and that was
about,
like pretty much before religion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But if religion is making you do something, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you're going to fail somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it has to be you wanting to do something. Like, you know, you bring you to religion.
Make it
and
sound that shit
you
like
bring
rehab.
Yourself to something. You know
that
I mean?
Like rehab right there. You got to hit the rock bottom and be like, no, I want to change.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think any kind of system can make you do something completely right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's real. And at the same token, I look at it like you said, like, yo, like, if I'm with my queen, man, it's like I want her to feel, like, you know, valued and stuff
Right. Along those lines, I want to update my answer, too. I feel like if the purpose of the relationship is to build and that's supposed to be your partner, all this other stuff, you want to give 100% energy into that.
Right.
And if you're doing it with multiple people, that means I'm spreading my energy out and none of them is getting my best.
Right. Mm. You're not engrossed in any one
that's
of them.
That's what I meant by I'm tired.
And you can't get, you can't put 100% effort in two things. Right. There's no way you can do that.
There's no way.
All right, man. That's a little bit more enlightening and what I was taking it on. Because I'm sitting up here like, why are we like this? Because, and like the other piece of it is like, if you look at
soul searching, like, why give her that ring?
Like, I was watching that. What was that show on Netflix? Whatever they were talking about. But at the end of the day, what he was saying was, it's like, out of everybody in the ecosystem, we're the only ones that practice, like, you know, monogamy. Like, you know, like gorillas or giraffes or whatever. Like, they might have different mates and stuff like that. And we're the only ones.
They go for the top dog. The girl sits there. The rams fight over. She's like, whoever can whip whoever's ass, that's the one who's better for me.
Right.
Yeah, man. So just that whole monogamy conversation. But Marty, hey, man, drop us with a plug, man. I ain't gonna stop you on your run, man. Your sweat drying up a little bit.
Hey, man, go get that Finest Hour.
There we go.
That's me getting stiff.
iTunes, Apple, Google Music, Play, Spotify, all the extras, man. You know what I'm saying? Mess with me. Marty McFly, Southeast San Diego.
Stand up. There it is, man. I had to throw the horns in there in the background for you. Spice it up a little bit.
There we go.
Man. Appreciate you coming
out,
man.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Invite me again.
Man,
I'll come
I got
back.
You. Or just be outside and we'll catch you.
Stay tuned. We're going to be all around the city.
Yeah, we're going everywhere,
yeah,
man.
Look, y'all.
Oh, man.
My man.
All right, brother, be easy, man. What'd you say? Oh, man. You don't know who you're going to run into, man, out here, man. It's crazy. All right, man. I want to get into this Read 'Em and Weep.
Hey,
man.
Before we do that, you know how sick I was when I realized, like, all right, what's today, right?
Today Valentine's is the 14th, Day, right? Valentine's Day, yeah.
February 14th. When's my birthday?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
November 14th.
Is it right? Really November 14th? Right. I was going to say
How many months apart is that?
That's exactly 2 months apart. I mean, wait. That's terrible math. That's exactly 3 months. 12-1-2. Yeah, 3 months apart.
No. From Valentine's.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, man. You can take a
from Valentine's Day to my birthday. Not my birthday to Valentine's Day.
From Valentine's Day to your birthday was it's about 3 months.
From Valentine's Day to my birthday.
Oh, the other way around.
Come on, man.
Okay, my bad. That's 9 months. My bad. Marty,
you know how sick I was when I did that math?
What, that? Oh, man. That's nasty, man.
Luckily, when I grew up and the science told me it was more like 10 months, I felt better. But when I was just on the, oh, it's a 9 month thing, I was like, oh. I wasn't a preemie, right? She was like, no. I was like, all right. So I was probably more like a New Year child.
So does your mom remember the time of when it even happened, though?
No, I'm not. All she told me was I was a mistake. Did I not mention this before?
No, you did. Hold on. Let's say, yeah. There you go. Just to be careful. Yeah, there you go. Hit all the angles and everything. Get this picture in real quick, man. There we go. You get there. We go.
Interrupting the episode. We should just kept talking. The action shot.
All right, brother, be easy, man. But yeah, man, so I want to get into this Read 'Em and Weep real quick.
Yeah.
All right. This is a crazy story that I found off of the internet. All right. You going to have to back up, Fig. He going to still try it. All right. Lulu's owner. There we go. Lulu's owner, 83-year-old Bill Doris, was Burton's friend and unmarried successful businessman. He died last year and left $5 million for the care of his beloved pet. I don't really know what to think about, to tell you the truth. He just really loved the dog, Burton said.
Fam.
The will specifies the trust is to provide for all the needs of Lulu. The dog will remain in the possession of Martha Burton, according to WTVF. The estate is currently in probate and not yet clear how much it's worth. The will does state, however, that Burton will simply be reimbursed for reasonable monthly expenses to care for Lulu. So this man passes away.
Whew.
He's 88 years old. He's a successful businessman. He has no family or anything like that. He has a dog. And so with that being said, he left his dog $5 million, and he left the owner of that dog now, the new owner, $5 million to take care of this dog for expenses.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sitting here trying to wonder, what dog do you know needs $5 million worth of care? Does that
mean... I don't think anybody needs five. I mean, what dog? I mean, what's it eating?
What do you think about that, leaving $5 million to a dog? What are your thoughts into that?
I mean, you got to leave it to somebody.
I felt
you obviously wasn't maybe you wasn't out here giving a charity to do anything else with your money before, so you wasn't thinking about that. Or maybe you just had so much bread that you're like, I've given this much away to all these other people. Huh. I still love this dog, so you know, might as well bless whoever gonna take care of him. Maybe that's what it more of it was. Like, hey, you know what? They don't need $5 million, but because I want you, it's kind of like, you ever tipped a waiter before you even got your meal just so they knew what time it was and they took extra care of you all yeah. night long? Yeah. It's kind of like that. Like, oh, let me make sure they know that. It's kind of like tipping a new owner before. Like, let me, you know, I'm taking care of you too because I want you to be able to take the best care of the dog.
Yeah, and I guess
it's still ridiculous though.
Yeah, that to me, like, I was like, bro, you could have donated that money to charity, because you know you can't take it with you anywhere, you know what I mean? I was like, bro, you could have donated that to charity or to whatever cause that you like really firmly believe in. But to leave $5 million to an 8-year-old border collie, I don't know how old the dog was and whatnot, but to leave $5 million to that, to me, that's just nuts, man. I don't understand.
I know this organic food getting up there in price, but it ain't even like that for the blue buffalo.
Oh, man.
Filet mignon.
All right, man. So let's go ahead and hit this transition real quick, man, to shit you wasn't outside for. Hit me up with the applause real quick. All right, man. So I watched the Britney Spears doc during the week.
Oh, man. I wanted to watch that.
Man, so I heard that she ended up winning that case, though. It's my understanding this week against her father. So that they actually timed the doc just in time for her hearing with her dad. And I think she's no longer has a conservator anymore.
Well, yeah, a lot of those things they can't put out until like the case is already kind of wrapped up.
Yeah,
that's why shit, what was my favorite show back in the day? To Catch a Predator. All those filmings were done like 5-6 years prior to them coming out because they had to finish the case,
like the legal process. Yeah, and everything. Yeah. Damn, that's crazy. Can you imagine like not being alive to watch the thing that you filmed or something 5 years before, and you out here doing a Justice for Society?
Yeah.
But so that got me thinking though, right? Through the time period of shit that kids wasn't outside for, you remember tabloids?
Yeah,
and there's
the National Enquirer.
The National Enquirer. What was the other one, man?
That might be the only one still.
I can't think.
Yeah, I don't remember the names.
But I remember going to the grocery store,
right?
Man.
Right before you get in line.
Yeah, right before you get
to the candy, it tells me, oh shit, Kim Kardashian got a third nipple,
or Kevin Federline is, you know, seen out in public, and Britney, how does Britney feel? And the paparazzi were taking photos and stuff like that. And I was sitting here thinking, like, man, like. Like, today's kids will not know what it's like to not have information on demand like that. I always looked at them like they were lies and stuff, but there was actually some truth in that, especially after watching, like, that Tiger Woods doc, and you got to see, like, how bro was moving and stuff like that, man.
It was the first fake news.
Yeah.
Turned into, shit, what we got now.
That's the real deal right there. And then, who are some other people that you would see out there, like, on tabloids that you can remember? I got another big artist in the back of my head right now.
I mean, that was back then. I mean, I think the Monica Lewinsky thing was big too. Mm. So I think they had Bill out here on several other joints,
looking crazy.
Or like, nah, Hillary did it too.
Whitney Houston was another one. Bobby and Whitney, they stayed on the tabloids. Yeah, man, is that a pony?
That's a mini horse.
Man, he is looking at us like he is trying to whoop ass right now too. He is bucking.
Nah, it's our children. Won't leave him the fuck alone. He's just trying to get his trot on.
Trying to live his best life and everything, man. He's getting messed up, man. All right, man. So some other stuff he wasn't outside for. So for a special edition, if you guys missed it, yesterday BET Uncut aired again for a special edition Valentine's.
Yes.
And so what videos do you remember being on BET Uncut? Go ahead and list them all.
We got Tip Drill is probably going to be number one on everybody's list.
One. That's the number one thing that everybody remembers.
And
hold up, man. Let me get my sound effects. Sometimes I be tripping on my sound effects.
So that's probably GOAT. I remember Chingy's Right There had a uncut version as well.
Okay. And then one for Chingy. Who else is on there?
I don't remember who it was. I remember the song. I was like, man, this song is so ridiculous. And it was like, how'd it go? I can't catch the... What the beat was, but it was like, I ain't got no panties on the dance floor. That shit was wild. I remember 50 had Disco Inferno on there.
That's another one that was on there.
Damn. I'm probably missing some.
You only remember the ones that was gold at that time.
Okay, so I'm not missing nothing crazy.
Nah. So when you was, I'm not gonna go through and list them. I'm just talking about the experience of what you had. So as a kid, were you able to just watch those downstairs with your mom down there, or did you have to wait till she was upstairs? Because obviously it came on late.
It came on at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Which, if you know me, that's when my mom wake up. So her day starts at 3.
Her day started with you having big breasts on the screen.
Well, she was upstairs. I knew if Tip Drill could come on in the first 8 minutes, I'd be cool, because then it's like, all right, now I'll go up and go to bed. But I mean, a lot of times, I think most of the time I caught Uncut was I fell asleep on the couch and woke up just in time.
Yeah.
There probably was a good like couple months stretch where I was like, nah, there's so much heat on here, I'm setting an alarm. But yeah, otherwise it was like I nodded off, I got up, just like, ah, I'm up now. Let me see what we got.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Last one. Actually, I got two more. I'm gonna slide this in here. You remember elementary school desk and stuff like that, and gym lockers and everything?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like on the movies, we don't do gym lockers. I mean, we don't do like lockers like schools do in the movies.
Yeah. Did you have a locker in high school?
I mean, only when I went to gym, but that was kind of like you got to bring your lock, you know what I mean? And it was kind of, it wasn't really a lot. It was more like a basket.
But the school wasn't built like support. Like
you know what school I'm talking about. Yeah, like that the basket shit.
But even then, like the school wasn't built. Like when I got the Helix, man, like they had lockers because the school was built like, what, in the 40s or 50s?
Oh, yeah, so they still
had I remember they had assigned me a locker or whatever. You could pay for a locker to put all your stuff in or whatever. And then, like, when I was playing sports and stuff, you would have one.
Yeah.
But then I also remember the elementary school-style desk where, like, you know, we would sit down and you can have the cubby hole to put all your books in and
stuff like that. Before we got to the college-style joints with just with the armrest and the mini version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did have the cubby hole. And then I think one year I might even have one where it opened up. And I was like, oh, put all the contraband in there.
That's the move right there, man. And so I'll sit back and then I got on that point in the first place, man, because then I started thinking about like all the things that we was doing as kids. And we talked about this a little bit, but I guess in a little bit more depth was like I used to raise my kids like on cereal and stuff. You know, I mean, I grew up as a kid being raised on cereal and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I went ahead and started like looking ahead and like trying to understand like what happened to cereal. Like, when's the last time you had a bowl of cereal with milk over it and the whole ordeal?
I mean, it was probably a couple of weeks ago, but it's mostly just to get it out the house just because we had.
Oh, so you actually still purchase cereal?
No. The thing is, we just had it, and I was just trying to get rid of it. But yeah. No, I don't purchase cereal anymore.
So then I started, I went down this rabbit hole, and we talked about it a little bit in the group chat, man. But, like, cereal, like, in my eyes, had been on the decline. And so I was like, let me look up articles to support that. So from the mid, back hurting a little bit.
Oh, it's the cheeks. Cheeks
is stinging. But cereal, man, it used to be like a staple for us to have breakfast. But then you got to think about it. It takes time to pour it, right? Or pour the bowl and stuff like that. Then you got to eat it. You're not going to take it in the car and transport it with you because you might spill it in the back of your car.
Shout out to Jeff. He would. I get into his car. He'd have cereal bowl. He has some random shit in there. Like, bro, you eat your whole life in here. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
So I'm sitting up here like thinking, and I was like, cereal sales had to decline. So I found an article that mentioned it. And some of the things that it was talking about was one, like millennials wanting to do like healthier choices and stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
And then the second piece of it was also like just like knowing that like the on the go like breakfast cereal bars and stuff like that. So yeah, man, stop this lady right here if you can, man. We're gonna hit her up with choices real quick.
She don't look like she wanna have
a choice. No, man, you too afraid, man.
I saw it in her eyes. look at the pace. She's not trying to stop.
She's not trying to stop it.
My man right here though, he looked like he might want to stop.
That might be the dude.
Or you wanna have a girl, huh? Because we got two dudes.
Well, right? I don't necessarily care, man. So I mean,
he look like he don't got care in the world.
At all. Yeah, we go ahead and call him up there. Here we go. Everybody got choices, man.
Everybody got choices.
Oh, that
these bitches
sad.
Is choosing. I'm all in their hands. Everybody got choices.
Keep it's time to play one. Choices. Sir.
Hey, my man, you want to answer a couple questions for us?
Nah, I got to go.
All right,
man. It's all good. Hey, you got to back up, brother. Man, so then you might have to hit me with the choices just because he's got to take off then.
Does he look like he got to go, though?
Yeah, I don't know if he's got to go or not, man. It's all right, though. He go ahead and live his best life. There we go.
We paid enough to be
How
here.
You doing?
How we doing?
You want to sit down?
Do we want to answer a question?
We're playing a game called Choices. You want to get in on this?
So it's like a would you rather.
Yeah, you can sit right there. You can pull that chair up. The mic part is right here in the front.
Just give us one.
There we go. You want to help her out?
I'm stuck. Yeah. I'm going to hit the mic.
There we go.
Help me sit down?
You don't have to sit down if you don't want to. You just got to pull the mic up and hold it.
Yeah, we could be quick. We don't want to interrupt y'all day.
Yeah. The mic part is right here in the front, too, just so that you know. So there you go. Give us a second. All right, go ahead. Let's see if we can hear you real quick.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
My name is Bevelin.
Bevelin, nice to meet you. I'm Carl. To my right, we have my man Lex, and the name of our podcast is called You Wasn't Outside, and we're on the Grown Folks Podcast Network, so you can find us like on the podcast app or on the internet. So it's not like any video or anything, but we have a game that we call Choices.
Okay.
And so you have to choose based off of two things. It's kind of like Would You Rather.
Uh-oh.
All right, so here we go. We're going to start it from the top. Here we go.
Okay.
I'm just going to read one. You want me to do all of them?
You would do all of them. We'll go ahead and cut mine out.
All right. So would you rather lose all of your money and valuables or all the pictures you have ever taken?
God.
That's a
that includes pictures of you, kids, family.
I guess all my money and valuables.
Okay.
All your money. Okay, here we go.
There we go. Okay.
Let's hear the next one.
Okay. Would you rather live until you're 200 years old, but you look 200 years old the whole time, or you're healthy? We haven't said. Okay. Would you rather live to 200, but the whole time you're alive, you look like you're 200 years old, or would you rather look like you're 25, but you're gonna die at age 65?
Look like I'm 25.
There you go. Okay. I'm taking that too.
I don't need 200 of those.
I don't want to walk around at 200 not being able to move at all.
Yeah. Okay, so would you rather move to a new city every week or never be able to leave the city that you live in?
Move to a new city every week.
Okay, you got a different one. There we go.
Would you rather give up all drinks except for water or never be able to eat another hot meal again unless it's in the microwave? So you can only do cold meals and microwave stuff.
That's a tough one.
Or give up water?
No, give up. Juices, I'm not sure if you drink wine, liquor, beer. Give up everything. Soda. Only thing you can drink is water.
Oh, yeah. I could do that.
Yeah. So you'd rather go without going out. You'd rather keep the hot foods.
Yes.
There we go. Okay.
Okay. Would you rather be married to someone you considered as a 10, like in their looks, but they have a terrible personality, or someone you considered a 3 but had a great personality?
A 3 with a great personality.
There we go.
That's wisdom right there.
Yes.
Okay, one more.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, wait, that's it.
That's all of them.
Is that all of them? Is that 5?
There we
go. That's 5, I guess.
Any Valentine's Day plans for you today?
Those were easy.
I didn't get the. It was last minute. We didn't get a good one today.
I'm hanging out at a resort today.
There you go.
In the jacuzzi and enjoying myself.
Best time. How's the pandemic been treating you?
I really haven't let it run my life.
Okay.
So I've been doing all the things that I usually do and enjoying myself and enjoying life and.
Okay.
Just being out here.
There you go.
Right.
All right. Well, I thank you for dropping in with us. I won't hold you up any further. Thank you for participating. And you can find us. This episode will actually be out later on today. So you'll be able to hear yourself and go from there.
Okay.
All right.
Can we do a shout out?
Yeah, you can definitely do a shout out.
I want to do a shout out to my board members from Mothers with a Message, our nonprofit.
Okay.
And to my grandchildren, Isaiah, Anthony, Jamie Lynn, Nevaeh, Sky, and Jaslyn. Lola loves you.
There you go. Lola loves you. Shout out to everybody she just mentioned. There we go.
Appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, man. We're an hour and 10 in, man. You think we should need to keep going, or should we go ahead and
let's wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll run off with the 3 cheers because, you know, I ain't going to keep pushing our blessings with the kids. They didn't came back said, like, wow, man, we've been out here too long. All right, man. So, this has been a great experiment, man, just to see how, like, everything kind of unfolded, you know, coming here, man. So, all right, man, let's get into 3 cheers, man. My 3 cheers that I have for today, man, I'm definitely going to give 3 cheers to Valentine's Day. It's beautiful to see everybody out here right now with their families and stuff like that, living their best life, man. So 3 cheers to everybody out here just celebrating Valentine's Day with a family member or a significant other, man. We just need more love in this world that we live in right now. Lex, any 3 cheers for you?
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and give my three cheers to Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler. So she is credited as being the first black physician in the United States.
Is she really?
Yeah, so she's born in 1831. She was working with poor, disenfranchised, those with limited access to healthcare. And she's also actually credited as writing the very first medical text by an African-American author.
Amen to that, man. I think we're going to keep on that theme. So then next week will be my task to bring in somebody.
No, I'm going to do one every week. Plus, I gotta double up on 1 week because I missed last week.
Yeah. Okay. And then, yeah. So then next week, man, we'll probably end up doing what we said. We might go to Cow's Mountain. I might want to do that.
We're going
to
do that one next week?
Yeah, I like sticking on the trails, man. I like doing that. All right, man. So I want to appreciate everybody that came out today, everybody that participated and whatnot, man. This was just, it's been beautiful, man. And I'm just excited, man, for what is yet to come. We're going to enjoy this new nip in Jay-Z, man. I already know.
And this is what it feels like.
We getting lucky with this weather, too.
Man, you ain't never lied.
Because you ain't going to want to be all, you ain't going to want to do all that in August.
And this is what it feels like. And I survive cause a nigga is special first. You be successful, then it gets stressful thirst. Niggas gon' test you, see what your texture's worth. Diamonds and pipes, one of them pressure burst. Street nigga, still I get checks and spurts. I'm for peace, but before I get pressed, I murk. Better days prayed for, but expecting worse. At this level, bullshit, I'm obsessed cause I'm cruising in a six, looking at the proceeds of rap music on my wrist. Drop another mixtape, my shit booming out this bitch. Young Malcolm, I'm the leader of the movement out this bitch. Look, and this is what it feels like. Reach a level, make you question, is it real life? All the weed good, all the pussy real tight. And the only rule, keep your dollar bills right. This is what it feels like. And this is what it feels like. What it feels like.
And we done.